1600 KIVA, 95.9 FM, and the brand new 93.7 FM. Good morning, everybody. Glad to be here with you. I am Eddie Aragon. With me, Tigo and Tracy Venturi, the Venturi team from Keller Williams Realty. And things are hot. Good morning, guys. Things are going well as we get into this hot weather. I guess we have a hot real estate market.
Hey, good morning, Eddie. We're so happy to be here. You know, the day after the big green St. Patrick's Day, we're fresh, ready to go.
We had corned beef and cabbage for lunch and dinner.
Yep, we're good. We did our thing.
We what the heck? And we'll probably have corned beef shash tomorrow or
today.
We did
the holiday that keeps giving.
Yeah. We have a lot of leftovers.
Giving. Anyway, well, it's good to see you, Eddie. It's good to be in the station. You know, we've been doing the show from our office in the North Valley, which is great, but it's great to get down here in the southern part of town for us and see you. And
we got a hot market too. Hot weather, hot market, and things are going well. The consumers out there, right? The home buyers, they better be on the ready, and no better way to do it. Before we get started, you want to jot a number down right here, and that is a hotline where you can call. So I'm just going to go with everything being hot, right, Tracy?
Hot.
So
we're hot.
The number that's a realtor on duty line is
933-6881. 933.
That doesn't sound very hot, Tigo.
Come on.
933-6881.
There you go. And then, of course, the website is hot. 37,000 hits last month alone. And you were looking at welcomehomeabq.com. That's welcomehomeabq.com or abq.realty. Tigo, take it away.
Thanks, Eddie.
So I want to keep on that theme of the St. Patrick's Day, even though it's not St. Patrick's Day
close
anymore.
Enough.
So I was going to say, don't let your luck run out, right?
Yeah.
Don't let your luck run out on interest rates, right? So the Fed met this week.
Raise the rates another quarter point.
So that doesn't immediately say that mortgage rates are going to go up. However, we know that it does, even though it probably shouldn't, right?
No, you're right, and it's not a direct correlation, but it is a correlation, and eventually the rates are going to go up. Everybody predicts that the interest rates are going to continue to go up, and they're running right now, Tracy, in that 4.2.
Depends on the type of loan,
right,
of course.
Right,
you know,
right.
There's great VA loans out there for zero down for our veterans that deserve that, and FHA for people who maybe want to put down less money or no money down.
So they need like 20% down? Or?
Yeah, no. So, we've talked about this, and it's kind of off topic. But, you know, you can get into a house with $500 out of pocket, and there's loans. You have to have decent credit, and you have to have income and not too much debt.
You have to be able to pay for the mortgage.
Are you being sarcastic
again?
I'm
you know, the thing is, we talk about the hot market and we talk about how things are changing pretty fast and the prices have gone up in the last year, you know, for the first time substantially in about 10 years, really. And of course, it always leads into that discussion, are we building up to a bubble? Are we going to have a bubble in the housing market again? And my answer to that is no, because the lending standards are so much stricter than they were 10 years ago.
Right.
When, you know, again, it was the fog, the mirror test if you could qualify for a loan.
Yes. So you're right. So back then you didn't even have to prove that you had the income to pay for it. So, things have changed. But so the interest rates right now, we just pulled a chart yesterday. That's where I said don't let your luck run out, because it was, you know, luck of the Irish, I suppose.
Yeah.
Irish. I'm half Irish, so I can say that.
I got some too.
So there's a chart here. If you buy today and you lock in your 30-year house cost at about 4.2%, for a $250,000 house, your monthly payment is $1,222. So if you wait till next year, when interest rates are projected to be about 4.8% or higher, that same $250,000 house is now $262,000, because our increase in what our prices are going to be.
The expectation is, so last year, at least in the Albuquerque market, we appreciated 4.85%, and that's average across all price ranges, and we're going to talk about the differences in price ranges in a moment. However,
they're projecting 4.8.
Yeah.
Again.
You know, overall, it looks like we're going to be somewhere around that again. So again, you're putting another 5% of cost on the home if you wait for another year, right?
Right. So the house is now $12,000 more.
Right.
Right? So instead of a $250,000, it now costs $262,000, or you can afford less if you maybe you're at $238,000 instead.
Right.
So you buy less house. So that same payment, instead of being $1,222, next year with higher interest rates and housing appreciation, that'll be $1,374.
So how much a month?
That's $152 a month, which is $1,824 a year.
Right.
But over the life of a 30-year loan, that's $54,750. So, you know, if you've been thinking about buying, I'd say call now. Call us, 933-6881. And we have our realtor on duty at that number. And most times you call, we'll be able to answer.
So let's talk about that in the sense of getting into a home. Yeah, well, not the cost of waiting, but that was the cost of waiting.
The cost of waiting is $36,000, right?
But we keep saying, so the market's hot right now, right, Tracy? I mean, the market is as strong as, let's say, frenetic than we've seen in 10 years in Albuquerque.
Totally is, yep.
Yeah.
We talked about it extensively last week or 2 weeks ago on our show.
And the thing is, if you're a home buyer right now, you have to be ready to move, because when that home comes on the market. Go ahead.
Ready to move. You don't mean physically move. You mean ready to write your offer and get your best offer presented.
Exactly. Exactly.
We're not talking about physically. Yes, if you're ready to move physically. But you're saying when your house comes on the market, there's going to be 10 other people that want that house. So you need to have all your ducks in a row.
Let me give you a stat. I don't know if I've shared this to you yet, but I was just curious, because I'm just like, well, you know, we know it's crazy, Tracy, right? I mean, obviously, we're busy. We have a big team. We have a lot going on. But we're still a tiny portion of the whole big picture of what's going on in real estate in Albuquerque. So I went back a week. In the past week, there has been 356 homes that went pending. So,
pending sale. That means they got an accepted offer.
Correct. So they have a contract. The home is, quote, under contract.
356.
Is that what you said? In a week.
Yeah.
That's
in 1 week.
50 a day.
So 50 homes in the Albuquerque metro area. That would be Rio Rancho to Edgewood to Las Lunas.
Exactly. The metro area. Correct. Correct. And the interesting thing that I found was, of those 356 homes, 110 of them were under contract within 7 days.
So one-third of the houses that went pending in the last week were on the market less than a week.
Correct. And many of those were 1 day or 0 days or...
And I have to say, we probably represented about seven of those, because I just put some stats together yesterday. And we had a whole list of houses that we put under contract in 0 to 7 days.
Yeah, and I looked at it. I've looked at this number a lot of different ways, but the main point here is, you know, if you're a home buyer looking for homes right now, especially if you're in that 200 range, let's say, of course it depends on the part of town and all that stuff, but if you're in that 200 price range, you know, what do you need to be doing, Tracy, to be ready to purchase and ready to make that offer?
So I'm so happy you asked, because we really need to talk about that. So our listeners, I know a lot of them already have a house. They may know somebody. They may have a child, a relative, somebody that they could give some advice and say, hey, get with the Venturi Realtors now and put a plan together. So the best thing to do is call us and let's get you in the loop, get you ready with, you know, what's your monthly payment comfort, and make sure that we get you ready so that when that perfect house does come on the market, we can present you as the best person to buy that home. So it's, you know, getting the financing strategy in place, knowing what you're looking for and why it's important to you. It's really important. A lot of people will say, I need this or that, and we really need to know why it's important to you, because sometimes there's a house with something else that would work as the same feature, but it's
correct,
called something different. So.
Well, and we always talk about that when you're home searching. There's going to be those must-haves, and there's going to be those things that are maybe you can compromise on that you would like to have. A lot of time, must-haves turn out to be like to have. A good example is, you know, I want a home. I definitely don't want any carpet in my home, right, Tracy? We've heard that one before. That
quite
does happen. Quite happen. And then you ask the question, well, if we found the home that was perfect in every other way, but it has carpet in the bedrooms, would you be okay with that?
The answer is, oh, I want carpet in my bedrooms. I meant in my living area.
Right. Well, but, or they say, yeah, I'd be okay with that, which means, okay, that's not a must-have. It means that's something you can't. And that's kind of, you know, it's always a compromise. Even when we had, you know, 6,000 homes on the market in the Albuquerque area, you're never going to find the exactly perfect everything you want because it's all, at all, you know, it always is constrained by your budget.
Right, and even if there's no budgetary constraints like so many of us,
That's only Eddie Aragon, I think.
Yeah, so even then, the perfect house really doesn't exist. But we can take a house, you know, we watch HGTV. We can take a house and say, okay, it has carpet in the bedrooms. If I limit your search to houses without carpet, you're going to not get as nice a house because there just aren't as many to choose from. But if you think about it and go, okay, I can live with the carpet that's there. We'll have it steam cleaned. I can live with it until I have time or money to put in the flooring I really want. That's an easy fix. It just costs a little bit of money. So it might be trading time for what you really want, and then the house works for you.
Do we have a featured home we want to talk about before we go on break here?
No, we have several, but I want to talk about a featured neighborhood.
Ah,
so
good idea.
If you live in North Rio Rancho, we have buyers waiting. I know we talked about all the list of our buyer wants. We have buyers waiting for several areas of town. Right now, we have a couple buyers that are waiting for the right house to come on the market in Enchanted Hills or Lomas Encantadas, sort of that area, Sioux, Cleveland.
So where is that? You know, you say that, and I think a lot of people may not even have any idea where you're talking about.
Sure. So North Rio Rancho.
Okay,
Cleveland High School.
Yeah.
So it's 528 and 550, basically, by the Sprint and the old Sprint and the Home Depot out there.
Yeah.
Just on the other side of Bernalillo. So people who live there that have houses there, they know where it is. So call us if you're ready to make a move, 933-6881, and we look forward to talking about Homes of the Week when we come back from the break.
Yeah, let's do that. And let's not forget, it's pretty easy to get to North Rio Rancho, right?
Mm-hmm.
The traffic to getting there, pretty easy.
Well,
I mean,
you know,
it's pretty easy. We'll talk about that when we return because I think it's important with the number of traffic problems that we have here. And I'm excited to learn about that. We'll do that here on AM 1600 KIVA and 95.9 FM worldwide at ABQ.FM. Download the app, listen to Tego and Tracy 24/7. And, of course, please tune in at 93.7 FM. That's 93.7 FM. Back in a moment. AM 1600 KIVA, that's the station, and 93.7 FM. Download the app at abq.fm. Welcome home. abq.com is the place for you to find your next home. Tego and Tracy Venturi, realtors at the top of their profession as far as I'm concerned. They're my real estate agents. I hope they're yours, and you can call them directly. And the realtor hotline, Tego, that number
is 933-6881.
So let's jump right into our Homes of the Week. I know we were talking about North Rio Rancho, and, you know, we can. But I just want to talk about this house that's going on the market today. It's at 12208 Winona Court Northeast. So it's a Bellama neighborhood, but a really beautiful ranch-style three-bedroom home that's been completely redone.
What part of town are we talking?
Yeah, so it's Juan Thibault and Constitution.
Okay. Yeah, you said Bellama, so I assume that's what you meant, but I just wanted to make sure people kind of get the lay of the land of where that is.
Yeah, Juan Thibault and Constitution. I just looked. So 12208 Winona Court, so it's not on the market yet. So if this might meet your needs, call us right away, and we can get you in first. It's 933-6881. So it's incoming soon right now. It's a complete remodel. It has beautiful granite countertops and stainless appliances, a big backyard, three bedrooms, two baths, two kind of living areas.
Yeah, and what's the price point going to be on that?
It's $250.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, so just about 1,800-ish square feet. I don't have the number in front of me, but a really nice house. So call us, and we'd be happy to show it to you first. And then we have several others coming soon. So a lot of times, you know, when you're in the loop with us, give us a call. Let us know what you're looking for, and then we can be on the lookout for it to get you the inside line on it.
Well, and that's kind of the market we're in. We talked about how hot the market is, how fast homes are selling. You know, certain homes are going immediately, multiple offers the first day right now. And you know, getting a realtor that's out there bird-dogging for you is important, right, Tracy?
Bird-dogging.
Bird-dogging.
Yeah.
I like that term, right?
I know what it means.
One of the things we have, you know, is that whole coming soon thing. And so there may be properties coming down the pike that we're aware of that, may not be out to the public yet, right?
Absolutely. You know, we listed one this past week in Rio Rancho that had a pool, and it was only like $209,000 with a beautiful pool. And, you know, it's one of those cases where the seller chose to put in a really nice pool in a house that's really moderately priced. And somebody's getting that great house. It went pending very quickly. But there's a lot of people looking for pools right now. So let us know, and we can be on the lookout and get you the information before perhaps it's out everywhere.
Yeah. So one of the things I wanted to come back to, Tracy, was a couple things on the market data. We keep talking about how, quote, hot the market is, right? And
Tell us, Chico, how hot is the market?
Well, the one thing, hey, thanks. You know, last year we saw somewhere around a 4.8% market appreciation, and that was across all price ranges. But I ran some numbers by price range to get a better idea of where the real movement was. And what I'm seeing is under that kind of 200 and under price range, it may be closer to 6% appreciation last year. However, you get over 500, there may not be much change at all from last year. So it's very interesting when you look at that. And the other thing that I thought was interesting when you break it down by price range is the number of homes on the market. So we're down about 20% in the number of homes on the market this time last year. However, we're down 30% in the number of homes at 200 and under versus in that 500, you know, price range, it's maybe, you know, down 10% or 9% or so in the number of homes on the market. So it's just, I caution everybody, and you know, Tracy, I always talk at our big Keller Williams office meeting about market stats, and that was one of the things I was telling everybody there is, you know, let's be careful about saying the market's hot, 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 crazy, 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 because it's not in all price ranges. It is not in all areas. Mm. And so you just have to know the market and be able to dig into it and actually understand the numbers and what they mean.
Know your cuts of meat, right, David Letterman?
Yeah.
Know which ones. Not everything is a steak.
Yeah. There you go.
So the
not
sizzle.
Yeah. Prime.
That's not right. Not everything
prime.
Is from. Nice job. Yeah, absolutely. So thank you for breaking that apart. And of course, Tico really likes to drill down on those stats. And just as a point, and I don't want to get too far into this, Tracy, but why is that so important to know the market in terms of the breakup? Because I think oftentimes the perception is driven by other people that you know, but these other people that you know who are telling you about the market aren't exactly running around with the amount of money they have in their bank account or what price range that they own. So
that's true.
I think you should speak to that point, Tico.
Yeah, I mean, the you have to understand what market you're in, and when you're working with a realtor, either buying or selling, real estate agent, whatever, you know, we're all realtors, right? But we use the term realtor generically. Excuse me on that. But you need to understand what market you're in, because you can't just say, oh, the market's hot, right? But if you have a $500,000 house, let's say in certain areas of Rio Rancho, I'm sorry, it's not so hot,
right?
You know, and if you're selling that, you have to understand. You have to understand what's happening in your local area.
So
at
one of
your
the things,
price range.
Yeah, we think it's really important to know the market stats. I know that we probably know more market stats than most realtors, but we think it's really important because when we're negotiating for our clients, whether we're on the listing side and selling, or whether we're working for the buyer, it's really important on how to negotiate, how to present something so that it's in the right. Or the right market, right?
Yeah, no, yeah. Absolutely. You have to be able to speak to what's going on, not just what you think is going on.
Right, and that's where we know.
That never happens, right, Eddie?
It never happens. Almost never.
Yeah. I don't want to get into politics, but it seems that way. I mean,
everything's political. Home buying and everything. And, you know, people want, you know, speaking of political, I mean, the strength of schools. And there's so many things that go into buying a house, and that's why you have to have people who are on the ground who know and can speak to those types of things. And Chigo and Tracy, being my realtors, they can also do the same thing for you. And Tico, quick plug on your number.
Our phone number is 933-6881, and our website is welcomehomeabq.com.
Tracy, she's got her hands up.
And thank you to all you people who have called us in the last few weeks and said, I heard you on Eddie's station. We've had several callers.
Oh,
we really appreciate that, you know, you remember us and call us and you Google and find how to reach us, and, you know, I know you don't always write down our number right now, but you know how to reach us, and we really appreciate it. We love to know that you heard us on this station and that you are calling because of that.
I wanted to give a plug for one thing on our website, because I think in this market it's important, is we have right on our homepage at Welcome Home ABQ a feed of all the new listings as they come on the market.
Oh, nice.
And so, you know, obviously you need a realtor out there doing the work for you, trying to find that perfect home for you.
Exactly.
If you just, you know, if you're sitting at your office or sitting at home or sitting, you know, in the evening and you just want to see what's come on the market or coming, you know, that just hit the market, I've got a real-time feed on there from the MLS of all the new listings as they come on.
Not many sites have that. Not many sites have such real-time data. We also keep ours up to date, so when things aren't available anymore and they go in pending sale, you know.
Well, one of the things we do, which, again, I don't know if a lot of other realtor sites are doing this. I know Zillow, Trulia, Realtor.com do not, is we also display pending properties that are in pending status.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can at least see what was out there. And, mm-hmm. you know, some of those deals fall through. So
yeah.
You can keep an eye on them.
Yeah, well, I think you got to know if you're the thing that you picked is there, because oftentimes what's happening in the when they look at this stuff, they need to know how long the days on market are going to be, especially for those houses that you're talking about, which are $200,000 or less. Tracy, sorry.
Listing for sale.
Let's do it.
It's not exactly a house. It's two manufactured homes on an acre in the valley backing up to a ditch.
Okay.
And they've been rentals, but it's a really sweet full acre north of Alameda. And so that's,
you know, that area
at 200,000, and you know, it's not everybody's dream property. So somebody might want to occupy one and rent out the other, or maybe they need to have family on the same property. It's got several garages. I think it's four or five garage stalls in two different buildings. So it's, you know, it's got a lot, and it backs right up to the ditch that's north south right there off Alameda by Guadalupe Trail. So a really sweet valley location for $200,000. So if you're looking for something like that, either to occupy it yourself or as a rental, give us a call. 933-6881.
North Rio Grande off of Alameda?
Yeah, it's actually off of North Guadalupe Trail.
Okay, got it.
North of Alameda.
Right by our office.
Yeah, and then you go north. Okay. It's actually Alameda Road.
Oh, yes. 832 yes.
Alameda Road. So it's just north of Alameda Boulevard. You just go north from Alameda off Guadalupe Trail and turn left to the end of the cul-de-sac on Alameda Road.
So let's go back to something we ended the last segment with, which was Northern Rio Rancho, and we started to get into it and kind of ran out of time, and we're going to run out of time again. But let's do something really quick.
Talk really fast.
Let's talk about Northern Rio Rancho, because if people haven't been out there that live in the Northeast Heights or, you know, in Albuquerque, it's booming out there. I mean, there's a lot of development going on. There's new homes being built.
There's a lot to love, and I think you're right that people who haven't been out there that are from Albuquerque or have always lived in Albuquerque, they probably don't know it. I mean, a lot of times we get people relocating here, of course, a lot of relocation, and they've done their research. And the schools out there are pretty much the best in the state. The crime stats are pretty much the lowest in the state. I mean, very good, you know, really good. So they're doing their research, and now we have shops and restaurants and things there, Brewpub in Bernalillo, whatever you need. So there's a lot to love there. And
what's the name of that brew pub in Bernalillo?
Cactus Brewing with a K.
That place is great. Yeah, I like that place. That was great. Give them a plug. I mean, that's a fun location.
It is.
And then, but getting out there is
well, you just
really,
go out. Yeah. Yeah. From the Big I, you just go north about 10 miles on I-25, go left on 550 through Bernalillo, and you're there. Mariposa's not much further, so if you're thinking of Placitas, you might think of Mariposa as well. But, you know, there's some really nice house options there. And, you know, go check it out. But don't, when you work at the hotel in Albuquerque and someone says, I'm relocating and my realtor's about to pick me up and I'm going to Rio Rancho, don't say, oh, no, not Rio Rancho. Because we have that sometimes, and it's because they just don't know. They haven't
they just
been
don't
out
know.
There.
That's a really, really, really good point.
So, well, it's been great being here again on Saturday morning. We appreciate the opportunity and look forward to helping you with your real estate needs.
Just like you've helped me.
Go home and eat some corned beef hash.
Yeah. Eat some leftovers. Tigo and Tracy Venturi, the Venturi team from Keller Williams Realty. You can go ahead and visit them directly on the web at welcomehomeabq.com. Back in a moment, more great real estate talk when we return here on AM 1600 KIVA and 95.9 FM.
Sure, I'll find a gentleman. I know